دمينا بدرجنا أبو بكر الصديق دكالبا الرسول أبو بكر الصديق أبو بكر الصديق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful silsila on the episode on the blessed lives of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will discuss one very famous Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, known as Sayyidina Uwaymar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was famously known as with another name. So what is that name? Stay with us, inshaAllah ta'ala. We will reveal that and much more about his blessed lifestyle. In the beginning of this silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum rewards. For example, I will sit and listen to the silsila from beginning to end according to your situation for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down all the important points and try to practice them in my life and try to encourage them as well in the lives of my family, my spouse, my friends, my children as well, and in my society. In this way, whatever other good intentions you can make, please make them now to gain maximum thawab and rewards. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razwi Ziyai, Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has mentioned a very beautiful hadith in regards to the benefits of reciting Salat and Durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This beautiful narration is mentioned in the Risala of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, namely, nobility of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It has been reported by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, invoke Salat and Durood upon me abundantly on Friday. It is the day of Mashhood, that is of presence. The angels present themselves on this day. Whoever invokes Salat and Durood upon me, his Salat, his Durood is presented to me until he relinquishes the invocation and recitation of Salat. Subhanallah. Now Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, that is, would it be so even after your apparent passing away, Ya Rasulullah, from this world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, وَبَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, meaning, yes, even after I leave this world, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, meaning, Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited the earth to consume the bodies of the Prophets alayhim wassalam, and فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ, subhanallah. Instead, the Prophets alayhim wassalam of Allah Azza wa Jal are alive and are served with sustenance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, increase in your recitation on a daily basis, especially on a Friday, on a Jumu'ah, to gain maximum rewards and closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In doing this, we will gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, it relates to those times when the holy land of Medina Sharif was being blessed with the fragrant presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the clarion call towards righteousness had become revolutionary. That call also inspired Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, eventually leading him to also embrace Islam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu learned that Islam teaches its believers to benefit others, and a true Muslim is one who wishes for his brother what he likes for himself. He became worried by the fact that he himself had been saved from the fire of Jahannam, the fire of hell. But his real brother, Uwaymar, was still sunk in the abyss of unbelief and disbelief. Hence, in order to bring his brother on the right path, he started consistent individual effort, like we call infradi koshish in Dawud Islami, on his brother in a decent and in an intelligent manner. Eventually, by virtue of his untiring persuasion towards righteousness, wisdom and individual effort, his brother Uwaymar entered the folds of Islam. Subhanallah. Despite the fact that Sayyiduna Uwaymar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was much impressed by the consistent effort of his brother and the message of Islam, he was reluctant to abandon his traditional beliefs. He had an idol at home which he would keep covered with a piece of cloth. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also aware of this. So one day, he came to the house of Sayyidina Uwaymar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu at such a time that when he was not at home. Learning about his absence from his wife, he headed straight towards that room where that idol was positioned. Within no time, he began to strike and break the idol with his hatchet. He was so spirited that he had been reciting couplets expressing condemnation of Satan the cursed one, declaring that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. When the wife of Sayyidina Uwaymar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard this noise, she came running, and upon seeing Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu breaking this idol, she exclaimed, she said, "O Ibn Rawaha, how catastrophic it would be! You have ruined me!" However, those words could not affect Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he left her while she was shedding tears. Now on his return, Sayyidina Uwaymar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu found his wife in tears. On inquiring, she told that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu an had come and he had done this. He had broken that piece of idol. He got extremely angry and infuriated upon witnessing what Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu an had done. However, after a while, he thought that if that idol possessed any goodness, it would definitely have protected itself from destruction. As soon as this notion entered his heart changed altogether. He came into the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immediately and embraced Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, have you noticed how tactful and discerning and with wisdom was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu an calling towards righteousness? One can also pick the Madani pearl from this event, that whenever an Islamic brother joins the Madani mahol and Madani environment, he must strive to convince even his friends, his companions also, to embrace this fragrant Madani environment of Dawud Islami, and his family members of course. Why? So that they too become part of the noble cause of enjoining others towards righteousness and preventing them from evil and sins. And that they also adopt the noble ambition of, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, in order to become living examples of the above mentioned auspicious ambition, we will have to practice upon the Madani Inamat program by filling it daily and practicing upon it. This is important, to practice upon it and to travel in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami. By virtue of these two things, minimum, we will be able to reform not only ourselves, but our households as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have come to know how Sayyidina Uwaymar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. But did you really recognize who this great personality was in Islamic history? He is famously known as Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has stated in Miratul Manajih that the real name of Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Uwaymar bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Darda was actually his daughter's name. He was an Ansari companion belonging to the Khazraj tribe. He was a prudent scholar of Islamic fiqh, that is jurisprudence. He passed away in Damascus in the year 32 Hijri. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst those devotees for whom Allah Azza wa Jal had promised the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he Azza wa Jal will make Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu enter the fold of Islam, subhanallah. Hence, therefore, once the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed that in such words, Allah Azza wa Jal had committed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu towards the fold of Islam, and eventually he embraced Islam, subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how great Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu was when he became affiliated with the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only did he fully embrace the Madani environment, but his family also took it to heart, subhanallah. Such a remarkable environment established in his household that each and every member of his blessed family became a symbol of taqwa, of piety and righteousness. They all engaged in the preaching and propagation of the sunnah. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivered such inspiring lessons of asceticism that their hearts became devoid of worldliness, away from worldliness. Here's a glimpse of that asceticism of this beautiful household. On page 351 of Uyunul Hikayat, a book comprising of 413 pages published by Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawat Islami. Therein it is narrated that when Yazid bin Muawiyah asked Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for his daughter's hand in marriage, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu refused immediately. And later, when a poor person, financially poor person, Safwan bin Abdullah bin Safwan bin Umayyah al-Jumahi, he sent his proposal for his daughter, he accepted it gladly and he married her off to him. This surprising news spread amongst the people that he had accepted the proposal of a poor person instead of that of a king. When asked for the reason, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and listen carefully, what did he say? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I did what was best for my daughter Darda. If she would have been married to a materialistic king, she would be able to secure her faith. Would she? He was asking. Would she be able to secure her faith whilst enjoying the luxuries of a royal home? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. What a Madani mindset Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. He forewent a king's hand in marriage of his daughter. And on the other hand, it is we who do not even check. We do not even check whether our would-be son-in-law offers salah or he does not offer salah. Whether he is a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. Our main interest, unfortunately, mostly, lies in his income, but not in the righteousness of his source of income. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the glorious Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, if a person whose personality and his morals are liked by you and he communicates, he sends a proposal of nikah, then proceed for the nikah of your daughter with him as soon as possible, at the earliest. If you do not, then a huge fitna, a huge turmoil and chaos will provoke on the earth. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now elaborating on this blessed hadith, in his renowned book, Miratul Manajih, the great commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated, now when you find proposal, When you find a proposal for your daughter from a righteous and religious person bearing high morals, then do not delay in the nikah and the marriage of your adolescent daughter out of greed for wealth, waiting merely for a rich and prosperous match. The phrase high morals means the man's health, decent manners, and capability of providing sustenance. It should be noted here that if people are to wait for the wealthy, both young men and women will remain unmarried, leading to a spread of zina, of fornication, which in turn will result in disgrace of the family of this woman in particular. Ultimately, the families of both sides will fight, people will kill each other, and chaos will surface, which is becoming obvious nowadays. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, one must not hold their daughters at home in order to seek proposals of the rich. Instead, as soon as one finds a righteous man, he should marry the daughter to him, thus complying with the commands of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Listen to this beautiful narration. Sheikh Shah Kirmani rahmatullah ta'ala ali rejected the proposal of the king of a neighboring country for his daughter. He visited several masajid in search of a pious match. Eventually, he married her to a pious young man. Subhanallah. The wife of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was indeed a very pretty and graceful woman. She was so inspired by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's call towards righteousness that she had no charm in the worldliness. She left worldliness behind. After the demise and the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, proposed to her, but she did not accept it. And she said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I shall never marry anybody in this world now. I shall remain his wife, that is Sayyidina Abu Darda's wife. I will remain his wife, his spouse, in paradise if Allah Azza wa Jal wills. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how noble and graceful was that beautiful family. Both great women, the mother and the daughter, preferred the afterlife over the worldly life. May the motherly environment like that in the household of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu prevail in our homes as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, being inspired by the individual efforts of her brother, an Islamic sister, Ummi Khalil At-Tariya from Markazul Awliya, Lahore, Punjab, Pakistan, attended the regional ijtima for Islamic sisters. She was so impressed by this ijtima that she embraced the environment of Dawud Islami with open arms. She bonded herself with the spiritual order of Qadiriyya At-Tariya and became a muridini of Ghawthi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. She became regular in attending the ijtima and she would perform the regional visit for calling other Islamic sisters towards righteousness, neki ki da'wat. She adopted the full Madani veil, the Madani burqa, and being inspired by her persuasion, many other Islamic sisters in her area adopted the Madani burqa as well. She progressed in Madani activities and became the nigran of Halqa Mushawarat. Soon, the ijtima for Islamic sisters was also shifted into her home. She and her elder sister propagated the call towards righteousness with much enthusiasm. By virtue of her courteous preaching, exemplary character and touching speeches, many other Islamic sisters of her area embraced the Madani mahol and environment of Dawud Islami. Later, this Islamic sister took admission in a Sunni Darul Uloom to learn her Alima course, but she could not complete it because of the sickness and illness of her mother. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, she was married to a member of Markazi Majlis Ashura. Amir Ahl Sunnah Daman Barakatuhum Al-Aliya himself conducted the nikah. Subhanallah. She also took part in the 12-day Madani learning course after her nikah, her marriage. Although she fell ill during the course, still she completed it. She herself has reported in writing that she had been feeling some pain during breathing before traveling with the Madani Qafila, but it gradually diminished by virtue of the Madani Qafila. She also donated her jewelry valuing to about 38,000 rupees to Dawud Islami. She used to serve Madani Qafilas in her home with utmost hospitality. After 2 years of her marriage, on the 26th of Ramadan, 1430 AH, at the time of Asr Salah, her medical condition deteriorated. She began to proclaim, Ya Ghawth al-Madad, and loudly she proclaimed the Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was immediately taken to the hospital, but she could not survive and passed away. Her last words were, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has been reported by Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one whose last words are La ilaha illallah is a dweller of paradise, of Jannah, subhanallah. Even at the time of her death, she was robed in the Madani Burqa as well. Her young brother, whilst describing her last moments, she said that when she was wrapped up in cloth in the hospital, her hands were straightened and placed at the sides of her body. However, when Islamic sisters unwrapped her for ghusl, her hands were found folded like that in the posture of invoking Salatul Salam. Her maternal cousin sister, as well as one of her aunts, noticed a smile on her lips. Her face was so bright and resplendent that every viewer was wishing such a wonderful demise. While Islamic sisters were reciting Naat Sharif, sitting near the deceased, they observed the lips of Ummi Khalil al-Tariya breathing as if she were also reciting Naat Sharif. Allahu Akbar. She was then buried in the graveyard of Nishad Colony on the 27th of Ramadan, 1430 AH. Countless reward was donated to her by Islamic brothers and sisters. After a few days of the burial, her niece dreamt that her aunt dressed up in white, surrounded by a bunch of flowers. When asked about that lofty status, she told smilingly that it was her abode and that she was living there very happily. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such an inspiring story, especially for our Islamic sisters to come into the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, wear the Madani burqas and veil themselves properly. Inshallah ta'ala, they too will have good ends, inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu experienced an internal revolution by virtue of the refulgent company of the glorious Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He made resilient self-commitment to acquire the countless treasures of knowledge and austerity, devotion and devoutness, traveling in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting the glorious Quran and abundant sujood. Accordingly, he strove day and night to accomplish these objectives. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyiduna Uwaymar Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu indeed is one of those glorious personalities of Islam amongst the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, that their lifestyle is an example for us to follow. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow us to tread on the path of his blessed Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, to tread on the path of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's best sahaba ikram, especially Sayyidina Uwaymar Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Kalima Rasul.